listed every photon, electron, and said what happened to it, that would probably be enough to give you the whole history of the world. But it might be a lengthy description, and so you might be able to get away with, as it were, when these things stuck together for a time and so formed an artifact or formed an organism, you could just describe the history of that artifact or that organism for some time. And once again, you can cut up the world into different ways and describe the history of it in different ways. But although that's the case, the issue is, could you get away without describing mental substances? By get away, I mean, could you tell the whole history of the world without bringing these in? And I suggest that you can't. Just to give you an example of the sort of different ways you can describe the world, suppose I have a car which I turn into a boat. Now, I can think of cars as essentially cars. In that case, one substance, a car, has ceased to exist and become instead another substance, a boat. Or I can think of the car as essentially a motor vehicle. In that case, it's continued to exist all that time, but with different properties. All three substances exist, the car, the boat, the motor vehicle. Yet I can tell the whole history of the world either by thinking of the boat as a separate substance from the motor vehicle, from the car and the car being turned into a boat, or I can think of it as being one substance, a motor vehicle, which has certain properties throughout. So I make the same point as I made earlier with respect to properties. There are different ways of describing the world. But with respect to properties, I made the point that if you don't put in any mental properties, then you've left something out, whatever description you give of the world. And the same is going to apply with respect to mental substances. If you don't put them in, you're going to leave something out. So let's concentrate on what constitutes the identity of a human person, what makes you the same person as you were, same person as, looked like you yesterday. The philosophically most popular theory is we are the same person if we have enough of the same physical parts, or at any rate ones obtained by gradual replacement, connected with mental properties. So on this view, my being a person consists in me having mental properties. My being the same person as the person you saw last week or last year consists in me having more or less the same physical parts. Maybe a few of them have been replaced, but they've played the same role in the organism as before. You may think that some parts are more important than others.